This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. President Reagan famously asked the question in 1980, and the Republicans are asking it this campaign season. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? So, what does America really think?
And the latest poll number suggests margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Joining us to talk about the are you better off question is Frank Newport. He's the editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he's here for our regular attitude check. Frank, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
So here we have this seemingly simple question, right? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Your organization has asked people that question. What did you find?
We simply said, are you better off than you were 4 years ago or not? For registered voters across the country, a majority, 55%, said they were not better off than they were 4 years ago.
Now, other pollsters, unnamed pollsters out there, Frank, have asked that question and gotten different responses. Why is that?
You mean those nefarious other pollsters out there, not Gallup? Well, it's not unusual in polling to ask questions in different ways. And the big distinction is that some other polling organizations, well-meaning polling organizations, have given Americans a middle alternative, which is that they're the same as they were 4 years ago. And when pollsters do that, at least the polls that I've seen, you still find that the plurality of Americans who make a choice say they are worse off rather than better off. But you have a bigger percent, or at least a sizable percent, who will say, oh, yeah, I'm about the same as I was 4 years ago. And, of course, that leads to some matters of interpretation. But the tilt is always towards worse off rather than better off.
Do you think they're just thinking about their pocketbooks, the bottom line? Or do you think they may be thinking about other things in their lives? What do you assume, Frank, as a pollster, that they are basing their answer on?
We do know one thing. We do track Americans' perceptions of their personal life and their well-being and a lot of other things along those lines. And those don't change nearly as much as their perception of what's going on there in the large world around them. So I don't think that when Americans say they are not better off than they were 4 years ago, they're necessarily thinking about things in their personal life, because those generally are on a pretty steady keel. Most likely it has to do with these broader things going on in the economic environment, in the political environment, the social environment, the kind of things we've been talking about.
So, Frank, let me be the pollster for a minute and put you on the spot. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Absolutely the same as I was 4 years ago, because we are now in the middle of a political campaign, which is pollster heaven. You know, we love it when there's all this conflict going on that we can measure public opinion about. And back four
right.
years ago, we were in the middle of a campaign election, presidential election at that point. So I'm perfectly happy then, and I'm perfectly happy now. How's that for an answer?
Very good answer, Frank. Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup. Frank, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
And we did our own little poll here asking that same question, whether you're better off now than you were 4 years ago. And here's what you told us.
I'm better off now, primarily because my wife's employer is doing better, so she has larger bonuses. That means more discretionary income for us.
I wish I could say I was, but because we haven't had raises in 3 years, the answer is no. The few extra dollars in our pay, thanks to the tax breaks, doesn't offset the increase in gas, electric, home heating oil, propane, and groceries alone have risen for us $25 to $35 per week in the last 3 years.
I am not. 4 years ago, I had a good job doing engineering and design work for a local GM automotive supply plant. The plant closed in 2009, and I lost my job. In my current job, I do similar work, but for less pay with longer hours. But I'm thankful that I'm employed.
This question is so selfish. What happened to ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country?
Just a few of our listeners, Andrew Joubert, Jason Worley, Faith Abbott Bowden, and John Eisenberg, who all wrote on our Facebook page, voiced by some of our Marketplace crew. Tell us what you think about whether you're better off now than you were 4 years ago and why. Just go to our Facebook page.